It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. I am Riggs. That is Josh. That is Amelia. They're from SR Parrot, and this is the Morning Hog Brew Review Part 2.
Part 2.
How do you like that?
Or Part 2. Wait a minute.
Part 2.
Is that German? What is 2 in German?
Oh boy, the show just stopped. Okay, let's get back on.
Again, no beer math today. Other than the fact that we do have several beers for you to enjoy, and we're in the Oktoberfest mode. I mean, don't if you wait till October, you're going to miss it. So jump on now.
Definitely jump on now. These are all available right today.
I love this.
Yes.
Get out and do some shopping. Well, we're on the front end of a weekend. What are we getting into? Where should we start?
So again, we're going to do Oktoberfest beers.
Yeah.
Last week we did kind of American breweries.
Okay. And
this week we're going to do traditional German breweries.
Oh, God. Yay. I love. We're going international.
Yes.
So we're going to start off with Warsteiner.
Okay.
In their Oktoberfest.
Warsteiner. So much fun to say.
Or do they
when you're sober, let alone when you have a couple of them.
Wait, Warsteiner.
Do they pronounce W's like V's, though? Is it Warsteiner?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's going to stop me.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll probably just join you, to be honest.
If you order this anywhere and they say you're saying it wrong, just tell them. Just give them the money. Just wait for money. Oh, are we still in the Marzen category for this beer?
So these kind of are still technically Marzens, but they're a little bit more traditional style.
Yes.
So their color is going to be a little bit lighter, typically. You're still getting a lot of that same flavor profile as far as, some toffee, caramel.
Right.
But if you look at it, I don't know if you remember last week, but these are much more of a lighter color.
Yes.
Right.
More champagne-y. Right.
There you go.
Champagne.
Yeah. I mean, this bottle is really cool, too. It's got, blue and white.
Yeah, the traditional, checkerboard pattern
of
Oktoberfest with blue and white.
Sure.
I like to have some sheets like that, to be honest with you, if you guys can. I mean, look out for those.
Warsteiner makes some great products. They also do a Dunkel and a Pilsner as well.
Okay.
All fantastic.
Yes.
All available. Those two are available year-round. This is seasonal, obviously.
Okay.
But definitely check all three of them out. If this had a variety pack, I'd be right on top of that.
And we talked last week. Oh, that's wow.
Yeah.
You want to send an email or something?
Going to.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because last week we did talk about the fact that there isn't the traditional Oktoberfest in Germany this year, right? They canceled
it
because of COVID.
Yep.
Oh, man. I mean, you think about the German, and think about the Germans for a minute. Think about David Hasselhoff. What's he going to do? I don't even
Poor
know.
Poor guy.
Yeah, well, we're giving him ideas right now.
Yeah, I don't know if he needs to touch any more beer.
He could probably die. He could have some of these, or at least share them with friends or something.
You know, what blows my mind about this beer is it's Oktoberfest flavor, but it still has the four ingredients.
Right.
Brewing water, barley malt, hops, and hop extract. This one has.
You didn't even say the word pumpkin.
Not
one time did you say the word pumpkin.
Wow.
See, not everything has to have pumpkin spice in it.
It says a family tradition since 1753.
Yeah, so Warsteiner's been around since before Oktoberfest.
Whoa!
Because I believe we talked about last week, 1810 was when Oktoberfest festival started. These German breweries have been around quite literally forever.
Yep.
They know what they're doing.
17 what?
53.
I mean, Betsy Ross wasn't doing then, right? I don't think. There's probably a massive amount of distress for people who normally attend Oktoberfest parties, Oktoberfest events. You make your own now, right?
Right. And like I said last week, keep your eyes peeled for social media as far as an event down on Beach Street this year.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't have all the details finalized quite yet, but it looks like that's going to happen. So I'm really looking forward to that. We'll have some Stein hoisting and all kinds of cool stuff.
Fun.
A whole bunch of swag. So I'm looking forward to it.
I feel like I could dress up and be ready for that. Okay. Well, then in that case, let's get closer to it. Let's get to one more beer. What do you
I got some Lederhosen for you.
Do you? Oh, please. Thank you. Medium?
Wait, did I mention this one's 5.9%?
You did not.
It is.
My taste buds told me that I need to
German. They like to hit it big.
What's this next one?
This is Hofbräu.
Okay.
So this is their Hefeweizen, which is a little bit more of the traditional one, right?
Well, so one of the problems we're having, obviously, around the whole world right now is supply issues.
Okay.
We're still waiting on our Hofbräu Oktoberfest to come in.
Okay.
But I still want to feature Hofbräu just because they have great German beers. And from what I understand, it is traditional over in the Oktoberfest festival. The first beer that they crack open is a Hofbräu.
Really?
Yes.
That's like the kickoff beer for the
festival. Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
pretty cool.
Still wanted to talk about them and,
no doubt.
And it's a Hefeweizen, so come on.
Oh, I love it.
And certainly worth mentioning that because I brought it up, this is in no way affiliated with David Hasselhoff. It's not Hofbräu, right?
Mm.
It's a whole separate thing. If you want to, if it helps you, though, you can think about the Knight Rider and enjoy this beer if you want.
You can watch Knight Rider and drink this beer.
Yeah, it's a great idea, actually. Actually, you just bought into my whole weekend.
Right.
Whole thing right there.
Man, okay. I love Hefeweizens because to me, I kind of pick up like a sense of banana or something.
So that's
going to
be
it.
The yeast profile in there.
Okay.
Big deal when it comes to Hefeweizens is that yeast profile. And it is. That's it's good. Banana, a little bit of clove.
Yeah.
And that's what makes a Hefeweizen Hefeweizen.
I got into Hefeweizen in New York City.
Okay.
So when beers or when music or song or in this case, a flavor takes you to a place, as soon as that beer...
Like Ratatouille kind of?
I'm in New York City, right? I'm foraging around for, you know, filth, trash, whatever I can eat. But then I got this beer and I was like, who needs to eat?
Right.
I've got this.
That'll fill you up.
Part of that story was true. Actually, it was in New York City for half of us. And I'm like, I don't even know what you just said, but yes, I'll pour me some, please. I'll drink it.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, it actually says on the bottle that it dates back to 1589.
Absolutely absurd.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they have shirts then? Were people still cavemen then? Yeah, I don't even know.
It's possible.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? We'll brush up on the history. We do have two more great Oktoberfest flavors to get to coming up. This is the Morning Hog Brew Review. They are Josh and Amelia from SR Parade. Stick around. More coming up on 95.7 The Hog.